paragraph, or P tag, content of the web page will appear here. A closed body tag and a closed HTML tag. This code can be saved into any text file created using a text editor. The extension of the file must be changed from .txt to .htm or .html. And this file is opened as a web page using any of the browsers installed on the system shall yield the following result. Tags in HTML. As mentioned previously, HTML is a markup language. It uses tags to tell the browser how it should format content and display the same on the screen. Tag is typically enclosed within braces, the name of the tag. Every tag has an opening form and a closing form, with the exception of a few tags. For example, the opening tag for an HTML page is tag HTML, and the closing tag for the same is /HTML tag. The list of HTML tags and their usage is given below for your reference. Doctype. This tag is used to tell the browser the type of the document and the version of HTML that is used to create the same. HTML tag. The whole HTML document is enclosed inside the HTML tag. Although other tags, like the paragraph tag, body tag, and other head tags, in addition to others, shall be enclosed inside this main tag. Head tag. This is the first tag that appears inside the HTML tag. It represents the head of the document. Contains tags like title and link. Title tag. This tag is used to mention the title of the document as the tag placed inside the head tag. Body tag. Body of the document is enclosed inside this tag. All other tags like paragraph, H1, and div, in addition to others, are placed inside this tag. H1 tag. This tag represents the first level heading. There are tags like H2, 3, and 4 that change the font size and attributes to represent a lower level heading. The P tag is a paragraph is represented with the help of this tag. Learning HTML is all about learning the different tags available in this programming language, how each of them behaves with a different set of attribute values. As a convention set by the World Wide Web Consortium, lowercase must be used for specifying tags. This convention was set from HTML4 onwards. Document structure. Typical structure of a document is as follows. HTML tag, head tag, header related tags appear here, closing head tag, opening body tag, body related tags appear here, a closing body tag, closing HTML tag, the doc type tag declaration. In order to tell the browser the HTML version that is used to create a web page, doctype declaration is used. HTML5 makes use of the following type of declaration for document type, doctype HTML. Depending on the version of HTML being used, declaration for the document type will also change. Chapter 2. Basic Tags. Now that we know how to declare the document type of a document, let us look at other tags that are commonly used in an HTML web page. Basic tags for defining a document have been described in this chapter for your reference. Headings. In order to give a document's body the required structure, it must be divided into headings, paragraphs, lists, tables, and images. HTML supports 6 levels of headings, which can be defined using the tags H1, H2, H3, H4, H5, and H6. All these different heading levels have a different font size, which decreases as the level increases. Moreover, every time a heading tag is encountered by default, the browser adds a line before and after the heading. Sample document that demonstrates the difference in heading levels is given below. Doctype HTML tag, HTML tag, head tag, title tag, headings demo, close title tag, close head tag, body tag. H1 tag, heading 1, close H1 tag. H2 tag, heading 2, close H2 tag. H3 tag, heading 3, close H3 tag. H4 tag, heading 4, close H4 tag. H5 tag, heading 5, close H5 tag. H6 tag, heading 6, close H6 tag. Close body tag, close HTML tag. The web page corresponding to this code is as follows. Paragraph. In order to create paragraphs in HTML,